Hi, today's podcast is going to be on Maria Pavar's guide on how to answer Tell Me About Yourself. I will be going through the steps and examples on how to answer this famous first question that comes at every interview and how you need to impress your employers to get the job offer. I will also go through the very costly mistakes you need to avoid if you want to pass this question. So here's what exactly you are going to get in this podcast. Please listen on. Don't forget, you can pause it and write down your answers. Or alternatively, you can also email me and we can get on a Zoom call. In today's podcast, you will be getting the most recommended method on how to answer Tell Me About Yourself. I will be also discussing and giving you three examples of good answers, effective answers for candidates who don't have experience, for candidates who have experience, and the total number of experience between 8 to 10 years. And you will also be able to hear a conversation I've had with one of my candidates on Zoom, and I have recorded it so that it's very, very specific to each and every one of you. Remember that. Okay, have fun. Don't forget, you can leave your comments below, and I will be sharing also a PDF file on this if you are interested on it. Don't forget, you can click on the link below to be able to get access to your free PDF file on Tell Me About Yourself. Good luck. Have fun. Bye. How to answer this interview question? Tell me about yourself. This important job interview question has a way of making candidates blurt out their life stories. But that isn't what potential employers want to hear. Your response will set the tone for the rest of the interview. No pressure here. This question can be paralyzing, leaving you wondering, what is it that the interviewer really wants? Do they want to know what you did at your last gig? Or what your soft skills were? Or how you named your cat? Actually, none of the above. Here's a little secret. When an interviewer says, "Tell me about yourself," he or she really wants to know how your experience is pertinent to the job you're interviewing for. And I have helped this candidate, Karan, who is currently doing his third year in engineering in MIT, to kind of get himself prepared during this lockdown and making the most of it for when it opens up and he can go in for his internship or his interviews. So enjoy the conversation with Karan and myself. Bye. Currently, Karan?
Like, I am in the third year studying engineering, computer science.
Computer science. So, I'm currently in my third year engineering, computer science.
Yes.
Okay. Or if you have completed it, so next year when you have completed the exam or after the fourth year, right? You have 4 years.
Yes.
So on the fourth year, you will say, I have completed my degree in engineering in computer science with master, with honors or with distinction. So then what they know is that you are a person who can focus, who can concentrate, study, and really do well in whatever you put your heart and mind to. To know is, are you capable of filling the position that is required in the company?
Required. Right.
And the position you will get, so which I'm coming to, is your current and your past experience. This is very, very important, and for about 30 to 40 seconds, you need to focus only on talking about this. Tell you, okay, these are the skills you find, and I will tell you what are the skills, which are the words you feel are key skills required for that job description.
Okay.
Understood? Then underneath in the same email, you tell me these are the words it indicates teamwork.
This indicates communication. This indicates, so I understand that you understand what a job description is and what are the key skills you need to highlight.
Correct, correct.
Got it? Okay. So you give me three job descriptions and you write down below what are the key skills they're looking for in each company, and you will see there'll be about two or three that are different.
Huh.
Now, when you have done that, in your introduction, you need to be able to add these three skills, very, very important, while you are introducing.
Yes.
Understood.
Okay, right.
And these skills are given in the job description of that is being advertised by the company.
Okay.
Now, so when you read a job description, in the job description, they will give you about 10 to 12 points. You should be able to do this, right?
Yeah.
From that, you will be able to take out keywords. Now, one task I want you to do, Karan, is check out the job descriptions in your line of work of the different companies that are there. Copy paste it and send it to me and highlight or underline what are the keywords you feel are important skills that are required in you.
Hmm.
Got it? So when you send it to me, I will take. Now that you know how to start with your answer on tell me about yourself, a second very important point to highlight over here is your experience and your accomplishments. Now, when you're telling your career story, your key accomplishments you've achieved, work you've done, skills you've learned, and key career moves you've made is very important to highlight over here. Something also that I need to mention is, have you solved a big problem with your last employer? Did you build new skills to overcome the challenges? If you have done that, get very, very specific and you can give one detail, maximum two details. But remember the don't over here that's going to cost you the job or this interview. Random impressive facts aren't enough. You should be thinking about how this ties in with the company you're talking to. What are the company's job descriptions and what is it that they want from you, and how are you going to fit in with their with you fulfilling that job role? Internship
skills which I've learned teamwork or the new skills which was required like coding something or the project which I'm working on.
Right. So you can say while working on getting hands-on practice for my coding, I was able to become more effective, or I learned how to be more effective in my communication skills and in my teamwork capabilities.
Okay, right.
Got it? So now you will mention teamwork and you will mention coding, you will mention communication, because teamwork and communication skills are two perennial, very, very important skills required in any job.
Important.
In any job, every job. Got it? Now, internship, if you have received any award or any achievement, mention it. Now, achievement could be, tell me.
This achievement should be related to internship or anything other than that.
Okay. Now, if you tell me you have got award, achievement like what?
So, currently I am doing some internship. Mm-hmm. And in the first month, I won the award for performing the best from our college.
Best performer, right? Perfect. Yeah. Now that you can give. Tell me why.
Because I completed my task before the deadline and it was fully working and they were ready to deploy it.
Perfect. Now you can give this as an achievement because in the company that you will be going in for a job, they want top performers.
If you were able to complete your task, now you will tell them, I got this achievement award because I was able to complete the task beforehand on time, and it was they were able to deploy the whatever.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Application.
The application immediately. So then they will think, oh my God, he's a top performer. On top of that, he's got good time management skills, which we need. He's able to finish the task beforehand, which is also very good. He's good communication skills, very good. He's able to work in a team, very good. So in your job description, when you see all this, we need a person who's able to do X, Y, and Z in coding. A person who's got team management, who's got time management, who's able to communicate effectively and articulately. There you go. You've got the job.
So, like this thing, I need to write it in my job description, or I need to tell them while I'm introducing myself?
While you are introducing yourself. So, if you have done any internship, write it down. If you have done any kind, even part-time job, even the smallest of jobs, write it down. Most important thing is, while doing this job, what are the lessons you have learned?
Okay.
So what am I talking about? What lessons could you have learned in a job?
If you have experience ranging from 1 year to about 8 to 9 years, here is a typical example. I'm just giving you a rough example so you can modulate your answer according to that. You can say, I graduated with a degree in industrial engineering 6 years ago and immediately went to work for a small design firm in Maharashtra, Mumbai. If you have more than 8 years, say from 9 to 20 years experience, don't start from the very beginning. You can start from a miss somewhere in the midpoint of your career so that your answer does not get too long. Remember, your answers always need to be within the 2 minute mark, just so that your recruiters don't get bored and they kind of train off and you've already lost the plot. So here's a typical example. You can say, I first started managing people 12 years ago when I was promoted from a customer service associate to a customer service supervisor. Since then, I have managed over 40 to 50 people.
And you're spending 45 seconds out of the 2 minutes, 45 seconds in this, that means you have sold yourself completely as a package. That is the reason why some people, even though they're qualified and they have everything, they don't get it through the first round. It's purely because they do not know how to introduce themselves.
Okay. Got it, ma'am.
Understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Ma'am, and the achievements part, I won few state level football championships. So okay. Should I mention them? But not recently, when I was in 10th standard.
Okay. Now, football, if you tell me something about football, what is the key skill in football?
Teamwork. Leadership and teamwork.
Yes. So you can just mention it very briefly. Coming from a sports background, I had won, for 1 second, I had won an award for football. Full stop, end it. It just shows that you are good at mixing with people, with team.
Mixing with people, yeah.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
got
ma'am.
That? I will also send you the PDF file to this document, so don't stress about it. Just understand what I'm saying. Copied? Easy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. Any questions?
No, ma'am.
And last but not the least, you can conclude your tell me about yourself by explaining your current situation. And I feel finally the best way to finish your story is to bring them up to speed with what you are currently doing. So for example, you can say, and you can end your answer by saying, And that's why I wanted to interview with your firm, because this position seems like a great opportunity to advance those skills I just talked about and continue building my career and challenging myself. Remember, keep your answers always work-related, because they usually want to hear about you as a professional. So the safest approach is to keep your answer completely work-related and share your career story rather than personal details. If they do ask you for personal details, maybe within a second or so you can tell them, but most likely try and avoid it. It's just your career growth path that they are looking at. And last but not the least, be very, very concise when answering. It's very tempting to kind of give very long-winded answers, but remember, it's 2 minutes or less, nothing more than that. And I would always suggest, and like I have mentioned to all my candidates who've gone in for many interviews and have become successful, is that these answers have to be written down. They are very specific to you. In addition, you need to practice these answers regularly in front of the mirror. The reason why I'm saying you need to do this mirror activity is purely because you are aware of your facial expressions and the way you look at the mirror, your eye contact. I have also have done a session on the way you need to keep your eye contact. I will cover it in my next podcast. If you do require it, remind me. I can just send you up when you are talking to me. I can do that with you on how to go about maintaining a confident eye contact and avoiding the stare. Okay, good luck. Bye.